I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mafia, your team, the owner's brother, Chris Johnson, who's, didn't his brother Woody go off to like Ireland or something? And then the brother's running things. He said today, he met with reporters and said that Gase has his trust, as well as the trust of Joe Douglas, the GM, moving forward, and that the Jets have absolutely no plans whatsoever now or in the offseason to get rid of Adam Gase. There's just no way they're getting rid of him is what they're saying. Do you believe him? And are you indifferent toward that? Or how do you feel about Gase, that he's not going anywhere?
Well, I'm not going to believe him because I hope he's not true. Because honestly, the way they're looking, it's absolutely terrible. You can say all you want about the relationship he has with Sam Darnold. Darnold's not playing well. And last week was the first game he played well, because it was besides the Cowboy game, because it was just a terrible defense. You know, all of us could throw in the ball against that defense and got some completions. He played good against Dallas, which is a better team. But other than that, he's looked absolutely terrible. The offense has been unimaginative and just over-conservative and not gotten it going. He's barely used Le'Veon Bell. I mean, you paid how much money for this guy in the offseason and you're not giving him touches? I don't know why he has that confidence if he actually does. Maybe this is just a ploy to get people to leave him alone for a couple weeks and see if they can get better. But unless they show a huge improvement in the second half, I don't think there's any reason.
Don't you think that Bell is more about, it's not as much to me about touches as it is when he has had the ball, he's done nothing with it. He has done nothing with the Jets.
Yeah, their offensive line has been trash and not giving him any space. So the guy can't really do anything. I mean, it just shows, as much as we like to say that he created everything in Pittsburgh, you do have to have some blocking in order to get some space. And he has not gotten that in New York whatsoever. They've been in the backfield every play, whether it's him running the ball or Darnold passing. Teams are just blitzing them like crazy and finding huge holes to go right through. And then, you know, as far as the Gase thing again, Johnson's been terrible as an owner. And of course, Douglas, you know, gives his support because Gase is the reason Douglas is there. Gase came in and shoved out McKagan and pretty much put the rubber stamp on this guy getting hired. It's his buddy. So, yeah, he's going to support him. He's the reason he has a job. But if this guy goes another 1-7 or whatever it is to end the season, you have to get rid of him. You can't go as bad as they did, you know, for the first half of this year and repeat that and think, you know what, we have something here.
So, Carver, how do you think they'll, if they go, he's saying if they go 1-7 the rest of the way and that they will fire him, and they're saying they're not firing him at all.
They're not going to fire him.
I don't think they are either.
They're not. Christopher Johnson's an idiot.
I think they're going to keep him for at least 2 years at the very least. They signed him to like
remember,
a four-year
these
deal.
Guys are friends. Douglas and Gase are friends. And Christopher Johnson's a moron. He just hired Douglas. Whatever. This, like, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Douglas hasn't gotten a chance yet to put his stamp on the team. He came in after free agency, after the draft, after all that stuff was done and over with. So this is going to be his turn now to make the roster, whatever it is that he wants to
make. In the offseason.
And Gase is his friend. So, you know, him and Gase are tight. So he's going to say the same thing. Well, we're going to do this together.
We're going to get together and do this our way.
Whereas last offseason, Gase just got hired. McKagan was doing whatever he was doing. He's not going to get fired this year. He just isn't.
So this is like a wasted year.
This is a wasted year.
And do you feel Bell's been a failure?
Yeah, but it's hard because Le'Veon Bell is the type of player that needs...
How do you not throw the ball to that guy underneath?
Yeah, I'm not saying that he can't win games by himself. I mean, he's a running back. It's the NFL. Quarterback's really the only position that could, quote-unquote, win games by themselves. He needs... Running backs need good offensive lines. They need to put the ball in their hands. They need, you know, running backs need touches in open spaces. It's hard for me to blame Le'Veon Bell. You know, just hasn't gotten a rock.
Do you think they should? I mean, do you remember in Pittsburgh they used to throw that little dump pass to him all day? Why don't the Jets do that? Well, it's amazing to me. All they do is hand off to him up the middle, and he never gets any yards. Why not let him get outside and pop off the line and catch a pass for 5 yards and then take off? That's what he does best.
Because I don't think that they have the personnel.
How stupid are they?
They don't have the personnel to set that play up. Their offensive line sucks.
Is that not the most ridiculous thing ever?
It is what it is. Their offensive line sucks. The Steelers had it all those years. They have good offensive lines.
Right.
They could run that play. And the other thing the Steelers have is they had an explosive down-the-field passing attack with Big Ben, Antonio Brown, all these guys when Bell was there, where you had to worry about Ben throwing the football. You could key in on Le'Veon Bell with the Jets.
Right.
Everybody can run to him when he's getting that screen pass. You know, there's just,
yeah.
It's a different situation for him.
All right, George in Pittsburgh on the fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing, man?
What's happening, George?
Hey, nothing. Hey, let me tell you this. Can I do one thing real quick?
Yeah.
Shagadoo.
Oh, Shagadoo.
Yeah. How good was that on a scale from 1 to 10?
That was strong. It was a very strong effort.
Shagadoo.
I'll give you that.
Probably about an eight.
I like it.
Let me ask you, as far as Le'Veon Bell goes, the offensive line of Pittsburgh has definitely carried what he did, but how do you blame him for what he's doing? But did Pittsburgh not offer him more than what New York?
They did, and what's even more bizarre is that allegedly, that when they were going to trade him at the deadline, the Jets allegedly wanted to dump that contract. They didn't want to keep him, and they talked to several teams, and they couldn't get an offer good enough. And one of the teams that they allegedly talked to was the Steelers. Now, Tomlin said he knew nothing of that, so I don't really know who to believe. I cannot fathom that guy who sat out for an entire year and screwed his teammates and the Steelers and the city and the fans, I can't even fathom that he would, want to go back there. That he would want to go back and play for the Steelers after all of that drama. I just don't believe he wants to play in Pittsburgh. So I never really bought it. I just thought that was a bogus story that he was going to get traded back to the Steelers. I thought it was kind of candy-ass journalism. I didn't think it was a true story at all. But I do believe they tried to move him, and I think they looked for a sucker to bite the bait and give him draft picks and money, whatever, for Bell. Players and draft picks, but it didn't happen, and now he's stuck with the Jets. Now I don't know if that means they'll try to get rid of him mafia in the off season, because they paid him all this money and he's been absolutely worthless. I mean, why wouldn't they try to get rid of him?
They might take some calls again. I think both Bell and Adams are the same kind of situation where it was more of people reaching out to them and trying to pry those guys away than them actively shopping them, and they're saying, you know what, we're going to listen. And if we get a good enough offer, hell, we got to rebuild other spots, we'll take it. But I don't think they actually want to get rid of
him. So you think he's staying?
I think he's staying.
I don't think he'll be on the Jets next year.
Yeah, I have a hard time
Just not that he's not a great player and anything's his fault this year. I remember those stories when they signed him where it was like, well, Gase didn't want to give him that money.
Right.
Now Gase and Douglas are the guys making the call.
So they're going to deal
and
him.
And I think that if they get offered nothing, no, they're not going to cut him.
What about on draft day they trade him?
I'm just saying, if they got a decent offer for him, I think that they would do it. If they're getting offered a bag of balls, no, they're going to keep him.
Right.
They're not going to flat out cut the guy,
right.
But they're going to, if they got something for him, they will trade him.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.